This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, April 11th, AD 2024. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Religious freedom advocates sent a letter to U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson about the plight of Christians in Ukraine. Russia invaded the country in 2022. According to the letter, Christians in Ukraine have faced torture and the destruction of their church buildings at the hands of Russian soldiers. Stephen Moore with the Ukrainian Freedom Project shared more details with the Christian Post. His group helps provide aid to people in Ukraine and is sharing the stories of persecuted Christians there. Moore said, quote, "Republicans should know this. Evangelical Republicans should know this. People who worship God the way they do are being tortured and murdered for their faith," end quote. Matthew 5:10 says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The European Parliament voted in favor of sweeping reforms to the European Union's migration rules yesterday. The new rules would allow frontline countries to build border centers for holding asylum seekers. It also gives the countries the ability to speed up deportations. European Union member states that are not on the border would have to take in asylum seekers from frontline states or give resources to those states. A new study from the Netherlands found that most children with gender confusion grow out of it. The study evaluated nearly 3,000 children for 15 years. During their teen years, 11% of the participants reported being discontent with their gender. By the age of 26, only 4% reported the same thing. Meanwhile, the UK's National Health Service released an independent review it commissioned about transgender treatments. Alliance Defending Freedom summarized the review, writing, quote, "The independent CAS report surveys numerous studies across many countries and many years, and rightly concludes that this field is marked by remarkably weak evidence where practitioners have abandoned normal clinical approaches harming children." Dr. CAS said it well. "These children deserve much better," end quote. As the Worldview reported on Wednesday, the Arizona Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that an 1864 law banning nearly all abortions can go back into effect. In response, former President Donald Trump opposed the decision yesterday, saying it went too far. If he is elected president again, Trump also said he would not sign a national abortion ban if Congress passed one, reports USA Today. He emphasized the issue belonged to the states. U.S. inflation remained high last month. The consumer price index rose 3.5% in March compared to a year ago. Housing and energy prices drove much of the increase. The inflation numbers made it less likely for the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates in the near future. The Survey Center of American Life released data on how young women are leaving the church in unprecedented numbers. Religious disaffiliation has been on the rise over the past 20 years, and men were leading the move away from organized religion until now. For example, 57% of baby boomers who disaffiliated from religion were men, and 43% were women. Now, 54% of Generation Z that disaffiliated are women, and 46% are men. The Survey Center of American Life noted, quote, "There is a cultural misalignment between more traditional churches and places of worship and young women who have grown increasingly liberal. Since 2015, the number of young women who identify as liberal has rapidly increased," end quote. And finally, today marks the anniversary of when George Mueller opened his first orphanage. The 19th century evangelist began the work in Bristol, England on April 11, 1836. Mueller helped to care for thousands of orphan children. He notably did not run fundraising campaigns. Instead, he relied on prayer, constantly seeing God provide for their needs. His ministry helped 10,000 children in his lifetime. In Matthew 7, verses 7 and 11, Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 11th in the year of our Lord, 2024. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.